Good morning and welcome to the morning interview. In the studio this morning, we have Helena Van Veen. She is a health educator at Search, and she's here to tell us about a healthy lifestyle sessions class that starts next month. Welcome, Helena.
Hi, thank you for having me. Good morning, everyone. As Sarah said, I work in health promotions at Search, and I teach the healthy lifestyle sessions.
And can you tell us how that got started? I know it's been going on, a version of it has been going on for a while.
Yeah, well, a version of it was originally the Lifestyle Balance Program, and it was a grant to help with diabetes prevention originally. And the curriculum lasted, or the grant, about 10 years. They found the study to be very successful. So Search kept it, which we're very happy about. They saw what it did for the community and for patients, and they really liked it and adopted it in to be able to help take better care of our patients and to the community. So then it became the Healthy Lifestyle Sessions.
Great. And you were telling me earlier sort of why, tell me why it's important. Why you've seen it make a difference over many years for community members. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I've seen it impact families. I've seen participants come in and just overwhelmed because, you know, you go to your provider and we have wonderful providers, but they don't have the time to one-on-one really counsel you or help you reach goals. They really just say, oh, you need to lose weight. And then you kind of walk out feeling frustrated. Well, I've heard that testimony from many patients coming into Lifestyle Balance and now Healthy Lifestyle Sessions. And with that, they were able to come in and we were able to remove that pressure and taboo of say, let's work on small changes. You know, let's change one thing at a time. And those small changes led to the big successes. And then in return, they would go home to their families. And there was that trickle down effect to where they started implementing it in their home. And, you know, if they drank soda pop all the time with dinner, you know, all of a sudden, you know, mom, dad, or grandma was, you know, serving up iced tea or water with lemon and honey. And, you know, it was hearing those successes, which was really neat. It was impacting the families as well as our participants.
Yeah. Yeah. The trickle down effect.
Yeah.
And you were also, you were giving examples. You said, you know, we suggest different foods or we come and bring new recipes and support each other when we need to, you know, bring something to a family meal or a potlatch and don't necessarily want to bring something really unhealthy. Tell me about those kinds of recipes and that kind of sharing that happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing that we run into with trying to work on a lifestyle change is our environment. We go to a potlatch or a birthday or a bridal shower and people will make wonderful dishes and they want you to try it. And say you are trying to watch what you're eating and make healthier choices. And we give you tools to be able to deal with those kinds of situations. We brainstorm together. We make suggestions. Why don't you make, you know, a lower fat seven-layer dip, you know, and bring it to the Super Bowl party. You know, we really discuss holiday eating, triggers, stressors that we run into. It's just part of life. We don't forbid food. You know, food is food and you're going to eat it. So we really just kind of remove all of those you shoulds and shouldn'ts. We just really work on what you can do.
Mm-hmm. And let's also talk about how does this fit into a larger issue of chronic diseases and sort of how lifestyle changes really do affect medical outcomes. What have you seen over the years that you've been doing this work?
Yeah, well, over the years when I was doing Lifestyle Balance, we did labs on our participants. We did baseline, mid, and then also posts, pre-class, and then after class. And we followed them for a year out, or as long as they let us, and they were willing to come in and still have that coaching and come to events. I've seen A1Cs go down. I've seen blood pressures go down. You know, I've seen people that did not convert to diabetes that were afraid and were in there for that. I've seen their loved ones come in with them in support and watch them change their lives. You know, I've seen them increase their physical activity. I've had a participant once who never worked out ever. And she said, I just went to work and figured that was enough, you know. And then she was all of a sudden working out. She found something she liked, which is also what we brainstorm in there about. You know, I could tell you to go to the gym, but if you hate the gym, it's not going to be successful. So she found something she loved. She loved the treadmill. She loved getting on and just zoning out and after work. And her husband had one. And she started trying it. And then she lost about 11 pounds just incorporating that in, finding something she really liked to do. And that was really neat to see.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you do when people come to you and are really frustrated with themselves or with the program? I'm sure you have some classes when people think, gosh, I did not meet my goals for the week or for this class. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, we've had that, you know, where people come in and they said, I haven't lost any weight and everything in here that I'm hearing, I already know. And I said, you know, I understand that. I said, but you know, what you really are got to pull from this class is that we hold ourselves accountable. And you have to forgive yourself. You know, it takes time. We've been eating how we've ate our whole life. We might have been raised that way. So to expect to change overnight, that's not going to happen. It's really, again, focusing in on those small changes. You know, so I work with them and ask them what would they like to work on. And we talk about what successes they did have. Sometimes they don't think they had any. And I said, well, did you read a label? And they're like, yeah. But I still ate it. I said, but you read it, you know, and you were aware. So we really try to make ourselves aware of what we're putting in our bodies. Why are we putting it in there? Do we really want it? Are we hungry? Are we stressed? Are we frustrated? Did we not eat all day? Did we skip a meal? So that's what I would tell a participant. And that's what we work on also mm-hmm. together in class.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some specifics. So can you tell me about when the class starts and how people get registered for this?
Yeah, the classes start October 10th. They're every Tuesday in Building 223 at Search. They're free to everybody, so 18 years and older, free to the community. They could call me, Helena Van Veen, at Search. They could call the main number, 966-2411, and ask to be transferred. Or they can call my direct line, 966-8914, or email me, HelenaV@search.org.
And when do they need to do that by?
They need to do that at least by the first week of October would be the most helpful.
Okay.
I do, you know, we have limited space. I do already have a handful. The word of mouth is great. People who took this class last fall really enjoyed it. So I already have other people who are calling me now, which is great. So I have a cap of about 15. But please call because, you know, people can sign up and not show up or not come and the more the merrier. But I do have a small space and I will accommodate you if you call me. So I won't turn anyone away.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. And is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, the classes are free, open to the community, 18 years and older. And they're really a good time. It's 1 hour. We have a good time together. We laugh. I know class sounds scary, but really it goes by quick. And please feel free to bring your lunch with you. We don't provide any thing to eat, but you're more than welcome to bring a lunch.
And what time is that on Tuesdays?
12 noon.
12 noon.
To 1 p.m. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This is Helena Van Veen, who's been with us in the studio this morning. She's a health educator at Search. And her sessions, the healthy lifestyle sessions, are starting next month in October.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.